Showtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Pipes is writing down a lot of stuff. I'm just going to go from the gut. And joining us now, Coach Bielma.
Josh Whitman joining us now.
You get to say all the cool name drops.
Do it.
Brad Underwood, our guest.
College hoops.
How do you lose to Jackson State?
Call up every single person in the media that didn't put Kofi first team All-American. And I don't know, just play like clown noises.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh. Michael Porter Jr. has been good, but he thinks the earth is flat, so I can't pick him.
Oh, boy.
Throw it up to Kofi, and he's just going to tear the rim off.
How is he so good?
All right, Hans, I'm going to mute you for a while.
Okay.
Oh, there's a timeout on the court!
So what we want to do is build a same-game parlay that will win all of us some money.
Maybe Rondale Moore could be Cooper Kupp, but he's not. Is it Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that what IG means?
I think you have to win the Big Ten title to win Big Ten Player of the Year.
Woohoo!
Wow, what a bad take.
According to a 217, 26 days until Illinois and Wyoming kick it off. Week zero, it is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lante. He is Derek Piper. Trevor is back on the couch. And we had a splendid conversation there at the break about
as always.
The future of everything. So we will get you ready for that.
Did it include a Juan Soto trade?
No. Believe it or not,
that's not in the future. That bums me out.
Can we talk to Trevor real quick? Because we're going to hear from Coach Bielman here in a little bit. And there are some guests on campus for Brad Underwood and the Illini basketball team. I want Derek Piper to fill you in there. But Trevor, I saw one of your tweets that basically, what was your idea about Juan Soto? You were like, you know what? I'm fine with this. If the Cardinals want to mortgage their future to get a guy and then maybe not keep him long term, is that what you were kind of going at with that? But you're okay with the Cardinals getting Soto. Oh, I got the wrong. Okay, go ahead. Try that again.
I don't know that I would characterize it as okay.
Oh, okay.
Because as with Twitter, everything is, you know, you say something and now you're supposed to be 100% leaning in that direction.
Oh, yeah.
All I was saying was, from a Cubs perspective, I logged on Twitter with the handshake, as we'll now call it, between the Cardinals owner and the Nats owner. And every Cubs fan was like, kill me now. Just throw me off a bridge. And I'm just not there with it yet.
It would be kind of funny, though, with the three or with the two teams getting ready for a three-game series. It would be kind of funny if, like, the Cardinals introduced Soto tomorrow night into the lineup. Cubs fans
that would be pretty
like,
cool, yes.
Really?
I just, to me, and I guess this is a defeatist attitude, but part of me is like, well, you know, I just saw it with Pujols for a decade,
right.
So whatever.
Yeah.
It'd be like if the Packers' next quarterback was great.
Uh-huh.
You had to do that.
Look, that would be awful, but wouldn't a small part of you also just be like, well, that's just sort of the way it is?
Yeah,
it would make a lot of sense.
Right. Now, again, that's a defeatist attitude for me to say, yeah, Juan Soto, that just makes sense. Yeah. But that's part of how I feel. And the other half of it is
just, I don't blame you.
I don't think there's any guarantee he's in St. Louis for the next 15 years.
I don't either.
So to me, I guess what I'm saying is I would definitely roll my eyes and be annoyed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you told me there were two scenarios, one being that he's there for 15 years as a Cubs killer and they win two rings with him, or he's gone in 2.5 years, then Goldie and Arenado are both either old or gone, and now you don't have your top six prospects to replace any
of them.
Good point. I would call those scenarios more, maybe not 50-50, but like 60-40 in favor of the Soto staying one.
That makes
sense. But the Cubs Twitter seems like it's 98-2 towards Soto staying and being, and I just don't think it's that. I'm not ready yet to react in the sense that he's going to be here for a decade and just be the most annoying athlete on the planet for the Cubs.
Right.
He might be, and in which case, then I will be that annoyed.
Yes.
But I'm not ready yet to declare the next decade over with in the NL Central just on the idea that Juan Soto might be a Cardinal.
I could see how a Cubs fan would think, all right, a lot of this stuff always works out for the Cardinals, so why wouldn't Soto, like, in their mind, they're probably thinking they won't have to give up Walker, even though they probably don't know much about him, but they know he's the number one target. They're like, he probably won't have to give up him, and they'll end up signing him to a 12-year, somewhat friendly deal. and we'll have to deal with that.
Well, that won't happen.
No, right, no. But I could see that. I'd get frustrated.
I just feel like if it ends up being, let's say the Cardinals get him and it is what the purported package is, which they called one of the most ridiculous packages in baseball history. Like, I'm not sitting over here crying at the idea that the Cardinals just sent them eight, you know, tier one players in exchange for one guy, especially when, to your guys' point, I don't know that Juan Soto going 2-for-4 every night fixes your biggest problem. Now, look, I'm not going to say he doesn't address a need. He's like the generational talent.
Absolutely.
Like, obviously, he's really, really good, and you would want him on your team. I'm just saying, I mean, we saw, like, the Brewers were way better on paper than the Braves. They got swept in that.
Right.
Who's to say?
Right.
You know, who's to say? So, to me, I just would think that it's as possible that it doesn't work out as it does, maybe.
Okay.
Now, maybe that's too strong of a 50-50.
Yeah.
Maybe it still is more possible it does work out. But I just feel like Cubs fans are overreacting to the idea that if this happens, it's just like nail in the coffin for the next 12
right.
years.
I like that you said that this just happened. I just, in case anybody was tuning in, it has not happened.
Right.
The Cardinals and the Nationals have not made a trade right now yet for Soto, we hope. But just so you're not driving off the road going, oh, no, or yes. Derek, if it does happen, what is more likely to happen? Cardinals sign him long-term, or they just have him for 2.5 years?
Probably just have him for 2.5 years, because that's all I'm reading. And I know that has been something for the Cardinals in that, yeah, they don't like to commit to these decade-long deals when you're talking 3-4, and for Soto's case, $500 million. And but it's a different situation. It's different than Pujols. Pujols was, what, 31 years old?
No
And then
doubt.
He still wanted a 10-year contract and a bunch of money, and it was a different situation.
Great
the
point.
Cardinals ultimately made the right decision by not outbidding the Angels.
Yes.
And it worked out for them. With Soto, he's 23 now. He'll be 26, I believe, by the time he's a free agent, and you still get a large bulk of that prime going into that contract. And yeah, when he's 34, 35, 36, are there going to be some years where you're overpaying for him and he's not worth the money you're giving him? Probably.
Yeah.
But I think it's very early on. But how do you think the Phillies look at the Bryce Harper deal right now?
No.
He was the NL MVP last year. He's one of the best hitters in the game. And I don't think they're sitting there regretting it. Now, when he's going to be close to 40, yeah, they might be overpaying for him. But that's the one thing I'm thinking about as a Cardinals fan is, can you win in this variation of the MLB, knowing how aggressive a lot of these teams are getting, knowing what the Yankees are always doing,
right?
But what the Dodgers have become, even the Padres, how aggressive they've been. Can you win in the MLB if you're just going to say, no, we're just going to sit back and do what we've always done, even though we're in this stretch where we've won one playoff series in 7 years, and we're just going to be all right?
It does seem like
no.
I get what you're saying.
No, that doesn't work.
I get
no,
what
it's like
saying.
You had to be the Cubs where you had a lot working for you, but then you said, hey, Gleyber Torres, he's really good. But you know who we want? Aroldis Chapman.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I'll say this. The Yankees have always been a big spender, and you were able to win World Series during that. I mean, the Yankees for years were what the Dodgers are now, you know, on steroids, essentially, it seemed like. Because the difference between what the Yankees' payroll was compared to most teams in baseball was ridiculous, to the point now where you've got the Dodgers doing it. The Yankees aren't far behind, let's be honest, and some other teams are creeping up into that top five. So to that point, I know where you're going, and I would agree, like what Trevor said, I would agree with you on that. But I think the Yankees have always done this. I mean, they've always been the team that just went out and spent as much money as possible, and yet the Cardinals were still able to win some World Series during that. In that regard, but still, you're right. I mean, you've got to make a move. You got to go for it if you're going to do it, right? And that's, I just don't know that. I mean, with Arenado and Goldie, you've got two studs. But you said it, I said it in the first hour. You still have such inconsistent offense. Because Tyler O'Neill, is he going to be healthy? We don't know. Harrison Bader, he's back in a boot. Basically saying, well, we've tried everything except nothing. That was his quote, and I get it. In other words, we're just going to rest it and hope that it comes out.
At least Soto addresses the outfield need, but
that's
I understand the point.
The one thing, when you brought up Bryce Harper, the one thing I thought of, Bryce Harper's been hurt a lot of this year. That does sting. When you have committed that much money to one person and then they're hurt, for an extended period of time, that would sting. That would sting. I mean, Jack Flaherty, I get on Jack Flaherty. He doesn't make that much money. So it would be interesting if all of a sudden Soto was out for a year or something. And you'd be
like,
oh.
It does feel like there's a finite amount of value one person can have.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah.
Now, he's at the top of that list.
Mm-hmm.
He checks every box. He's a five-tool guy, and he's 23. Like, every single – if only he could pitch. That's the only thing that he doesn't basically right. do now that would make him more valuable. But it does feel like at a certain mm-hmm. point, like, okay, you're going to give up – I'm just making this up.
Yeah.
Six guys, seven guys for one. Like at what point does the sheer – people have had this discussion before, and I think it's interesting. Like, would you trade your AAA team for Mike Trout?
Mm.
And people have said, if you're actually a baseball expert, your answer is an easy no. Because Mike Trout twists his ankle, and now you don't have team.
Yeah.
because he's down, and you don't have anybody in AAA.
You're right.
So it's just sort of an interesting back and forth of how far would you go for the one guy?
Yeah.
But then on the other side of it, to Derek's point and others, like, what if Jordan Walker stinks?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, he's probably not going to stink.
Right.
But we've seen Juan Soto, and he doesn't stink.
No, he doesn't.
So if you want to give him a bunch of guys who might be good for someone who is good, you know, that's the other side of that.
Well, even as you brought up earlier in the show, Lon, if it's gotten to the point, and has this been reported as far as it being Gorman and Carlson and not Jordan Walker potentially?
What I read was that the Nationals want Major League ready guys. In other words, guys that are already proving it, which tells me then – that, I mean, from a few of the articles I read, Jeff Jones and some of those guys essentially meant if you're going to include Gorman and Carlson, then you can kind of back off with who you're throwing at them in terms of Walker, let's say. I mean, it's almost right. like, well, if you're taking Carlson and Gorman, like I said, you don't get Walker.
It was Rosenthal this afternoon that tweeted the Cardinals are ready to part with Carlson and Gorman to headline their package for Juan
Soto. Okay. So,
And I'm personally fine with that.
Oh, I would be too. I would be too.
I'm almost wondering why the Nats would take two guys that are ready to compete now when they literally have no one around. And look, I get why they want proven guys.
Although they're still really young and controlled.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm the Nats, I'm so far off from contention that I would almost mm-hmm. prefer, you know, seven guys who are 18 years old to project
That's
well
fair.
Instead of two guys that are already in their mid-20s
look,
or something. But
this isn't the Cubs going out and getting three 14-year-olds.
When did that happen?
What were the three 16-year-olds or whatever? Wasn't it like, weren't they 16?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. It was like 2 years ago.
I really don't
there
remember
was
that.
Trade. Was it Yu Darvish? I think it was the Yu Darvish
you mean those
trade.
Are the guys that they sent over to the Padres?
Yeah, they got like, no.
What they got back?
That's what they got back.
Oh, right.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right. Yep.
Because I think we laughed about that at the time going, wait, these guys, I'll be retired by the time they get to the bigs. Mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what is happening. The other thing, this is my last thing on this. We've got to move on. I feel like if the Cardinals are going to win a World Series, it's got to be with Soto. I don't feel that if you don't make the move for Soto, but you go out and add who was the pitcher that you like?
Carlos Rodon.
Carlos Rodon and maybe one other. I still don't feel like you're winning a World Series.
Mm, I disagree.
Really?
I feel like Rodon would be an A-plus ad.
Isn't that funny? And I'm usually the guy that preaches pitching, that says you've got to have the pitching.
I feel like Soto would be an A with the context of it not being an A-plus because of who you had to give up. And Rodon would be an A-plus given the position that you need.
But I wonder what the price tag would be.
I was going to say, you just saw what Luis Castillo cost.
That's true.
Holy crap. That was a lot to get Castillo.
But to Trevor's point, you do, and you've always, we know it, even as Cardinals fans, you said it earlier in the show, what's been in the fabric of Cardinals success is having that for sure number one guy.
That's true.
Rodon can be that. When you could stack up Rodon, Michaelis, and Waino, and that's without Flaherty coming back and being anything this year, that puts you in a decent –
it's
position if you're going to meet up with the Mets and you got to face Scherzer, or heaven forbid DeGrom is also healthy and you got to face both those guys and you might just be screwed. But
it's basically what would you rather gamble on? Say you're heading into an NLDS. What would you rather know versus gamble on? Would you rather know it's Rodon and those guys behind him and gamble on the offense other than Goldie and Arenado picking it up? Or would you rather know that it's Goldie, Nolan, Soto, and gamble on the rotation picking it up?
You'll never hear this again out of me in the history of the world. I would rather the latter. I would rather gamble on Goldie, Soto, and Arenado. I really would.
I just disagree with that. I feel like you're describing the Philadelphia 90, Phillies.
98% of the time, I'm with you on the other one. I just think, I don't know. I think maybe part of it is, I don't know that Wainwright is like, if he's your third guy, are you that confident in your third guy? Are you that confident in Dakota Hudson?
Well, now you're just backing up my point that they need Rodon.
Well, here's another.
But even with Rodon, you'd have Rodon, Michaelis, and Waino. I'm still like,
if you're going to pick the lane of this is the year with Soto, you might as well just go all in even further and say,
get them both.
What do you need for Rodon?
Yep. True. That's a good point.
Get them both.
If you're going to nuke 65% of the farm system, you might as well nuke 90% of it and have both of them.
And how, maybe this is me. How strange is this to know you got 2.5 years of a guy? Normally, that's not the case. I mean, is this strange what's happening with Soto and the Nationals? Like, for instance, why is this not occurring next year? Is it Soto doing it?
Well, because of the more years of control, the higher price tag they can ask. And they got no chance of being good with just Soto and Josh Bell and
that makes
their
sense.
Depleted roster.
That makes sense.
You're right, though. I would say 90% of guys dealt at the deadline are usually guys that are expiring after this year so that a team can rent them.
It's just, and again, I think the 2.5 years makes me want to do the deal. If there was, okay, so if you said to me, all right, Lon, give me the reason you would, the reason you wouldn't. The reason I wouldn't is because of stripping basically your entire farm system. The reason I would is you're going to have him for 3 postseasons, as long as you get there. But, yeah, and, well, number two, closely behind that is Arenado and Goldie are in their primes. And you're adding then a stud to that to make that, I mean, can you imagine that lineup? Right-handed Arenado, left-handed Soto, right-handed Goldie, or however you want to do it. I guess it'd be Goldie, Soto, Arenado. I mean, that's a pretty powerful. And if Tyler O'Neill can get back to any kind of,
at least we could say we expect Edmund to be pretty solid. I like Donovan.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're getting out of catcher.
Oof. Paul DeJong, 2 home runs in 3 games.
Well, we didn't even bring that up. I mean, he's come up, and Edmund needs a break, man. He's down to hit like 250.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
Now, the Nats pitching sucked both those nights, but.
Okay, last thing, and I said that the last time. If Patrick Corbin is part of this, and you know how, I've always said this, magic happens at Busch Stadium.
Oh, God.
John Lester and Jay Happ, I mean, look at them last year. What are the chances that Corbin comes to the Cardinals and somehow not is great, but is good enough to be your fourth guy?
See, if Corbin's for sure still in this, now I'm backing off a little bit.
Okay, now you don't want it at all.
Well, because he's due, what do we find out? He's like ridiculous. $30 million next year and for the next couple of years.
Is there still like 120 or 40 million left?
I think he's hooked the same amount that Soto's hooked. So I think you're on the hook for his next 2 years.
Yeesh. Okay.
So you almost have to mentally convince yourself that money is Soto money that you're just having to reallocate
to him. That's a good point. All right, forget it. Forget that. Act like I didn't bring that up.
I actually could totally see that happening, but I'm biased in a hatred type of way there.
I could see Mazzaloc going, okay, now hold on. If we keep Wynn and Walker, how? We give you Gorman, Carlson, McGreevy, and Burleson, but we keep Walker and Wynn, how? And Rizzo says, by taking Corbin. And Mo goes, all right.
You can have Wynn.
It's still hilarious to me that the idea of adding someone to your team.
I will drive Wynn to your...
Adding someone to your team means keeping someone else good on your team.
Right.
It lessens. Because of the money.
Yes.
How are the Padres, Cardinals, and Dodgers not all on the phone right now saying, look, if we go in this together, may the best man win on the terms of the deal. None of us are taking Patrick Corbin. That is ridiculous. Tell the Nats just to keep Soto and lose 100 games for the next couple of years. We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I believe that would be tampering.
It happens all the time.
It's like a hype meeting. With your boys before you like have to argue with
That's
someone
funny.
Or something.
That is funny.
Can we all agree?
Piper gets a... Okay. We got to switch gears because we want to hear from Coach Bielma. Illinois basketball, three visitors on campus today. We know a lot about two of them.
We do. We've talked a bunch about the St. Rita front court of James Brown and Merez Johnson. Certainly a big deal to have Merez and James on campus together. Just continues to speak to their relationship. And I know that Illinois is selling, hey, you guys have done a fantastic job in high school on the AAU circuit. Let's keep this thing going into college. You guys can come be the guys here.
I mean, be best friends.
Yeah. Like Gorman and Libertor. No, but that's certainly Noya? Good. Noyes? I don't know. I know he got picked for the Lithuanian under-17 team. I don't know if he's playing.
He might be over there.
Right now in August.
Alexander might be watching him.
He is. Alexander's been over in Istanbul.
Has he really? That is crazy. Can we have him on one of these days just for – I don't even care about sports. I just want to ask him about his travels, mm-hmm. where he's been, what that country was like. I mean, we could throw some sports in there, but I think that would be incredible.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
To talk to Jeff about that.
But right, one note on
– oh, go ahead.
Not to say that you'd look at this visit and say, oh, something's about to happen with James Brown, but the fact of him coming on the heels of getting the Duke offer, North Carolina, Michigan – and then to essentially right after the summer's over, with summer in the context of his AAU season, he's visiting with Merez at Illinois. Illinois is still in a pretty strong spot for him. So that's certainly a good sign. As many times you can get him down in Champaign. And then Bryce Hurd is a Chicago native, played his freshman year at Kenwood. He's going to go to Mount Verde Academy, of course, where Sky Clark played.
Okay.
And he is – I know it's still early for a 2025. He's going to be a sophomore. But ESPN has – they're one of the – services that does in early rankings, and he's a top 20 prospect in 2025.
That's amazing.
As of now, so good exciting young talent, campus, and then James and Merez, and then tomorrow is even another one. There's Trey McKinney from Michigan, who's also a 2025 top 20 prospect.
Wow,
so talent is rolling in.
So you've got like
check out Champaign.
You essentially, and no offense to Merez Johnson, who is what a top 75, top 50,
top 40,
top 40. Sorry, Merez. With Brown and then
Bryce Hurd.
Hurd and then McKinney. Those are three basically top 20 guys. Not in the same class.
Right.
Two of them are. Wow.
Now, it's harder to project that early
as far as
sophomores. You look at lists of guys that are ranked in the top 20. At one time, not to like poke fun at him, but I think that Tim Finke was a top 25 prospect in the country early on in his time as a prospect. And it's you got to see those guys – project and everything, but
makes sense.
Yeah, Merez, high level player, and obviously we know that out of James, and there's some good talent coming down in the Mean Streets program as well.
I won't be, but if you're still doing this show when Cade is 15, you will find how funny it is to sit here like these kids are Andrew's age, and the fact that they're top 20 in the country and coming for a college visit. Like, I can't even
boiler up.
I can't even imagine, like, Ole Miss baseball or whatever saying, hey, we want Andrew to come down and come down to Oxford. I'm like, well, we were going to be here anyway next weekend. So
that's what you got to start doing. You just got to start driving to campuses.
That's what I need to do.
And it's on your own dime.
Yep.
And say, thanks to Ole Miss baseball for hosting us for the unofficial visit. You just, like, go to the field, take a picture. And then other schools are going to notice that and like, oh, who's
that's
this Andrew Tay kid out of
Derek.
Illinois? He just visited Ole Miss. We should probably offer him.
And we somehow figure out how to say hi to the coach.
Right.
So,
you
like,
do that.
You're just walking by and Andrew, I'm like, hey, coach, how you doing? Lante, you don't know me. You're from Illinois, but do you mind taking a picture with Andrew? Yeah, and then just plastering that all over Twitter.
Honestly. You could email one of their coaches, say, hey, me and my son are going to be down there. My kid throws 80 miles an hour, by the way,
and
we'd love to just
see the
field.
That'd be awesome.
And they say, hey, come on down.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Man, Derek just gave me
a recruiting tip for you.
Derek just gave me a
– That was great.
That was. That's a good idea. All right. Well, pack your bags, Andrew. We're heading to Oxford. Let's go. He wants to play for Ole Miss. How cool would that be? I'd be fine with him playing right here in Illinois. I'm getting way ahead of myself on either direction there, but it'd be kind of cool to drive 10 minutes and see him as opposed to all the way to Oxford. Pretty fun, though. All right, Brett Bielma spoke to the media this weekend. Kicking off essentially the practices. I think some really good stuff. We listened to it, and sometimes, you know, we'll throw like a big bulk interview with Coach in there, and we want to make sure that there's good stuff in there, and we both agreed there is. There is. So when we come back, Trevor, when we come back, we'll hear from Coach B. As football practices have begun, it is the drive.
Long's Garage in Urbana and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer cost-effective solutions to your present engine or transmissions trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting new life into your present vehicle. Let Long's Garage install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and available premium service plan. Call Long's Garage at 367-3942. Long's Garage. 217-367-3942.
It's a stress-free summer at Merle Norman Cosmetics. Looks are effortless with the 2022 Explore Color Collection. Ask about the limited edition 12-shade Exploration Eye Palette with guided labels for precise application. Next, swirl on neutral or berry cheek trio blush and finish with one of the new plant-powered tinted lip balm colors for shiny, nourished lips. Shop the Explore Color Collection while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign, over by Subway.
PDR Automotive in Urbana is a locally owned repair shop, and they've now serviced over 250,000 vehicles in their near 50-year history. Now, that's more than four times the size of a sold-out Memorial Stadium. It's more than all Division I athletes in the country combined. That's more than the entire population of Champaign County. That's more than, well, you get the idea. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
I'm Kofi Coburn. When it comes to facing my opponents on the basketball court, that's easy. You know what else is easy? OSF On-Call Urgent Care.
That's right, Kofi. When you need care for minor illnesses and injuries, that's easy to get when and where you need it. OSF On-Call Urgent Care is your MVP. Walk in 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, even holidays, or connect with a virtual visit 24/7, 365 days a year. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare.
Introducing Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant located at the Atkins Golf Club at the University of Illinois. What happens when your foundation is local, farm-to-table? It's like eating out of your own garden. Local food is fresher and tastes better, healthier. It creates community and better community health. And Homegrown has Chef Ryan Rogers, who worked at Alinea, one of the finest restaurants in America. Homegrown, a farm-to-table restaurant, brand new at the Atkins Golf Club. Just visit eatathomegrown.com.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Sunday, August 14th is Donate Life Day at the ballpark, presented by Mid-America Transplant. That day, the Cardinals host the Brewers, and fans who purchase a special theme ticket will receive an exclusive Cardinals cap supporting organ and tissue donation. A portion of each ticket will be donated back to support Mid-America Transplant. That's Sunday, August 14th, Donate Life Day at the ballpark. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit cardinals.com/theme.
Thank you.
figuring some things out.
It is a Monday, and I'm already trouble for the week.
Woo!
All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. I could try to go into a long reason about why we're needing to have Coach B on right now, but I just want to hear him. I just like
to start a training camp on Saturday. Exactly. It's pretty as simple as it is.
And second year for him, I can't imagine how much different it is going into this season as opposed to last year, even though there was a pretty good overhaul of your roster thanks to the super seniors. But just having that for most of the coaches, obviously Barry Lunny Jr. was not here last year. And Snyder, of course, who's filling in for Bart Miller, but
Ben Miller
or Ben, I'm sorry. But you know, just the idea that you've got the same coaches essentially back, same coaching staff, a lot of the training staff's the same. I mean, just a lot of familiarity, and I'm sure that's a big thing for Coach Bielman starting year two.
Yeah, you definitely imagine so getting reacclimated to college, the Big Ten. And starting to put more of your stamp on this program, mm-hmm. and now understanding what worked, what didn't work last year, and now having, I mean, part of what didn't work was the offensive coordinator, the quarterback, and you have a chance to change that. But then to see some development out of guys. We talked a lot about Keith Randolph, Johnny Newton, to get excited about on the defensive line, and we know Chase Brown, Sidney Brown is back. So just continuing to build forward, and I'm sure it's always an exciting time of year. I mean, even us that aren't involved in the sport, I mean, this has just got to be
fun.
such a great time to get that itch and know that the season is just a couple weeks away.
And if for some reason you're having a cold one on a Monday, it's time to play the beer drinking game called Every Time Coach B Says Right, Tip It. Here's Coach.
Well, excited to get day one behind us. I thought you know, for what we were asking, I like where we're at. It was a huge emphasis on communication today. We did some movement and got guys moving around. First couple days here, we like to keep things inside the red area. We don't open them up. Don't know what really over the last week they've been doing right on this discretionary week. So we kind of use today, a little bit of their recovery tonight to see where they're at tomorrow. And then Monday we'll open it up, move it out on the field, and start playing from the 20 to the 20. So today was a lot of red area emphasis in the kicking game and field goal punt. Same thing tomorrow. We'll move into some KOR as well as some in the field work on Monday. So we got four straight days of work here. We'll be off Wednesday. The new rules, the way they play out, are kind of a transition for everybody. I thought overall our offense, you know, kind of from the spring, just some knock some rust off today. But I really thought the individualized periods, like we had a throw period where it was four quarterbacks throwing to the four routes. Just the fact that we can complete four for four is making me happy right now. Just I thought a lot of improvement for where we were in the spring. Defensively, got everybody back. Really, the only guy that's limited, I think I told you, T-Raw is out for a couple weeks here, but otherwise everybody was out there practicing it. So open it up for questions.
You said in Indianapolis earlier this week that it would be a QB competition in camp unless one of them separated themselves. What would that look like to you?
I think just over a steady dose of time, you know, after 2 weeks here, if there's somebody that was just heads and shoulders above, not just, you know, obviously the execution of the offense, but I think the quarterback, he's different, right? That guy's got to have leadership skills. He's got to have the ability to handle adversity. He's got to be able to bring others along with him. He's got to be able to take criticism when things don't go well. So I think someone has to separate themselves over a period of time. I don't think it's a one-day evaluation and promotion. It's something of a cumulative effect.
Right, Spoon, kind of like your DB coach, seems to talk.
Yeah.
For what does he bring to the defense, both in that and how?
Well, I'm sure you guys kind of noticed you get a little bit more substance to him. Spoon's put on weight. He's heavier than he's ever been. Looks the right way. I don't think we've ever been shy about Spoon being able to communicate. It's just a correct communication. But I really like this spring and summer. I think Aaron's even kind of made a comment that, like, you know, what we need in that room, he's able to bring it a lot more consistently. You know, definitely after the guys left from a year ago, there was – obviously, T.A. was a very dominant personality player in that room for a while, leadership-wise. And I think Spoon's in his own way still trying to be him and also lead that group. Really excited about some of the young talent in that room. Also, Taz Nicholson joined Spoon, has developed his body, looks really good. I'm excited where those guys are at.
With Samari, I guess, entering the transfer portal today, do you anticipate any other roster changes, either additions or
You know, you can feel things coming. I had a feeling that one was headed in that direction. you know, wish Amari all the best as it goes forward. I don't see anybody on our roster changing, but like the way that the rules read now, right, things can change on any given moment. But I think once kids have put in as much work and invest their time, I wouldn't foresee anything. The only thing I could see possibly something happening is 2-3 weeks from now, somebody that maybe is on the end of their career, right? But the ability for them to be eligible when they transfer is, you know, not really there for them unless they go down to a lower level.
Right, you mentioned it before, but having that opportunity in summer with a football, how much further along did they? Are you anywhere else?
Great play? Point. Like, I think in two specific areas, in the quarterback snap exchange, quick passing game, and then also in special teams, because Sean's been able to get some work, you know, that normally would have never been able to exist with the specialists, the punters, the kickers, and the snappers.
Well, Tommy and Art are outspoken. They seem to be very confident guys.
Yeah.
How does that change that room just to have two guys that are very outspoken?
Well, I think that's normal. I think, you know, you guys might just be reverting. You've had a lot of BP and Isaiah, you know, before we came here, who obviously Isaiah is a good talker, but he's manned a few words, and BP's, you know, a guy that really, I think, came out of a shell, you know, the last year here. But those two naturally have that QB DNA. They're talkers. They're two different guys too, right? You know, Tommy, you know, is truly one of those guys that embraces, enjoys, and loves life every day. Very outspoken demeanor. Art is a kind of a coaching voice, right? Like very authoritarian, very not afraid to dictate, not afraid to speak up, not afraid to criticize of others, but also of himself in a positive way. So two different guys there, but I'm excited to see where they go. I thought RJ had a really good today. Donovan Leary came in and threw the ball around really well. So excited to see where those guys go.
Fred, I wanted to ask you about Kramer already getting first team reps at center with the Bears.
Yeah.
That doesn't, I'm sure, shock you.
No.
Just the idea that,
that
he could be an impact.
Yeah, I got a text midway through the day, Monday, I believe it was. His dad and somebody else sent me a text, and then so I got into work early on Tuesday morning, I think it was, and I shot him just a little message and said, hey, you're prepared for this moment. You know, a couple inspirational things. He shot me right back, so I don't know if he was getting ready to practice or whatever, but he seems really excited, and it's not surprising to me. I mean, Doug, in that system especially, I thought going into draft weekend, I thought that was a team that would be, I didn't want to say anything to him, but like it fits well into what they believe and what they do, and all indications of our, it's been very positive up to this point.
Brent, I know it's a long picture question, but how much better do you need this offense to get to what you guys want?
Well, I just need them to get better from where we were today, right? Like, I think anytime you put a parameter on, if you want me to say, you know, we want to repeat UTSA numbers, I don't think that's fair for anybody involved. I think the thing is, like, we started here with day one. We got 22 ahead of us, 22 practices ahead of us that we have to get better before we play Wyoming. And I like the mentality. Palcho at the offensive line, I think you can see with him, there's a confidence to him. He looks different, feels good. I think in the quarterback room, wherever it goes, I think those guys are assertive and personality-wise. Chase Brown, really, him and Josh, to me, you know, look like running backs should look. And then I think in the wide receivers room, with Isaiah and Casey and a couple other guys surrounding them, like hopefully it's going to continue to take shape, and I'm excited to see where they go.
Is there a timetable for picking a quarterback? Is there a time where it's too late, or is it?
No, like I just said, like if there's somebody that jumps out, I do know this, right? I don't know if I'll announce it, but when we get ready to play Wyoming in game week, right, like that Sunday when we'll get together, everybody in the room will know who the starting quarterback is, coaches and players. Whether we tell the media, we kind of play to see where we're at. But I know our guys will prepare that week with the idea of who the starting quarterback is going to be.
Coach, being down one in the quarterback room, does that change anything from a
How are we down one?
So with Samari in the portal, does that change anything from a recruiting standpoint?
No, actually, we were over a quarterback, so I don't really know. You know, he was a guy that, you know, obviously very happy for him, what he did and what he accomplished, but he really wasn't in the mix where we're at right now. So I think that's probably what led to it a little bit. But I think overall, you know, the two top guys that everybody's kind of talking about, but people didn't see RJ, they didn't see Kirkland Michel, they didn't see Denham and Leary. Like, there's a reason things happen.
But Sean, I don't know how long he's been around, but what's he bring to you guys?
Sean Snyder, yep. Well, two things. You know, when I began to look at guys into this position, right, there's a lot of guys that are special teams coordinators who really are good at special teams, but they're not great at maybe or don't have a lot of experience at kicking the ball, snapping the ball, punting the ball. That's his forte. That's where he made his deal. So what I've done, I've surrounded him with obviously myself and our defensive coaches, who really our special team staff will be him, me, Aaron Henry, Andy Boo, Kevin Kane, and a variety of GA. That's our kind of our special team staff, and I've really changed that from where we've been in the past. I've kind of evenly spread in other coaches, but I wanted my offensive coach to have full ability to coach all periods. Gio will work with the punt returners, and CP will work with the kick returners. But otherwise, the offense staff is free for offensive football throughout. Most of our defensive players are involved in special teams, so Ryan and J-Mo can kind of handle those guys while we're working with special teams. So I'm excited kind of about this overview. But Sean runs all four units. He's the voice. He and I have already met a lot. I'm sure he's gotten tired of me already. But we've had a lot of experiences over the years together, and I'm excited for his experience.
Was the kicking specialist, how do you feel about those competitions?
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, Hugh would be the odds-on guy for the punting job. I think Sean's been impressed with him. I think Caleb is the odds-on guy for the kicking room, but it's not just an open door, right? I really like the response of those two guys with Sean. Snapper, we're working our way through it. I think Aiden's done a really nice job since the departure of the seniors last year, but we got 3 weeks to kind of figure that part out, but it's definitely a good competition.
I wanted to ask you this in the end, but bringing in a 30-year veteran and coordinate as an analyst, what value is that for you and your program?
Is that mess?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody's ages. I used to be the youngest guy in the room. Now I'm one of the oldest. Courtney and I have known each other. We met each other a long time ago, back in the day, but we knew a lot of common people. He worked with Paul Rhodes. Been following his career for a long time. Won championships. He's won national championships. He's really coached every position. Is a guy that when the way things kind of played out, when I was able to bring Sean on, and then to have Courtney available, and you know, I don't think I'll have him very long, right? I think he'll be a guy in a demand market, but I think Barry, myself, have just been overly impressed with. He's been in an up-tempo offense. He's run that. He's coordinated. He's coached literally every position. So for us, I think he's been a huge bonus. He's got great rapport. You know, he's just getting around our kids as an analyst. They're not around the players on a coaching role, but I walked up to him before practice today, and I just said, "Hey, you've seen a lot of good football." A lot of good football practices. If there's anything that jumps out, I love bringing guys in, you know, during the spring, during the fall, midway through the year. Last year, I brought in a couple coaches who were relieved during the season. When you bring good coaches in who are naked to your program, they see things that nobody else sees that pop out to them that you just get so trained to not see, right? And I think mess is going to be a huge, huge thing for us.
You mentioned, you know, Art and Tommy were kind of leading those player-only workouts during the summer. Just what kind of feedback did you hear from that? Just maybe those two guys taking?
Well, really the offensive guys, right? Yeah. But without a doubt, you know, I really rely heavy on Isaiah, Casey, Chase Brown, and then, you know, for lack of a better purpose, the centers like Pill, you know, who might be involved in snapping. And they just said, and then Tank, who can see certain things, you know, just those guys. Tank may assign them to run stretch that day. He may assign them to run you know, a certain phase of the strength and conditioning thing, just because he wanted their voice to project and he wanted those guys to respond to it. And universally, he said it was just so much better than what we've had in the past. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's just a step forward. Everything, I think, today, from the time we walked on the field to the time we walked off, was a step in the right direction. And if we can just keep doing that, that'll eventually get us there.
The Urbana Park District, you belong here, especially kids wanting to learn about the outdoors and nature. The Anita Purvis Nature Center has a feature Wednesday afternoons this fall. As you dress for the weather, the Nature Center staff will educate kids about nature, animals, plants, and the environment. Register by September 14th for a special discount. There's three different sessions in October, November, and December. Call the Anita Purvis Nature Center, 217-384-4062, urbanaparks.org.
Carpet Weavers is flooring their customers. They work with the biggest brands to bring you the best selections and prices on hardwood, luxury tile, carpet, and more. Stop in at 616 West Market View Drive in Champaign and let one of their sales associates help you find the perfect flooring for your lifestyle. Their 100% satisfaction guarantee allows you to be confident in your purchase. Carpet Weavers has been flooring people with beautiful carpet and flooring since 1988. In fact, they're nationally ranked as one of the top 25 specialty flooring stores in the country. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
Here's what's on sale right now at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Thanks, Chris. We have Frigidaire dishwashers, $150 off.
Incredible savings. Let's go to the phone lines now. Caller, are you there?
Hey, this is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Well, this music is loud.
We have top-mount refrigerators in stock. Washing machines starting at $529. Ranges and microwaves in stainless steel, plus free financing available. Wow!
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
I am Dr. Jaya Wadawan, pediatrician with OSF Healthcare. Here are some safety tips to remember this summer. Stay hydrated before, during, and after activity. Wear light, breathable clothing. Sunscreen. I know we all love a good summer tan, but preventing sunburn is of utmost importance. Some signs and symptoms to watch for in extreme heat is fatigue, dizziness, headaches, confusion, intense thirst, tiredness, headache, nausea, vomiting, muscle aches. If experiencing any of these symptoms, please visit your pediatrician or nearest provider. During extreme heat, it is important to take some time in the shade and air conditioning. Stay hydrated. If experiencing any of these signs or symptoms, please visit your pediatrician or nearest provider. Have fun this summer, but also remember to practice sun safety. For more information, please visit osfhealthcare.org.
Oh, yeah. It's just another glorious football season for me in the NFL. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. Wrapping things up. Good to hear Coach B. Also heard from George McDonald in the first hour. Derek, a lot is going on, but not the big trade that we're thinking about. What all has happened today in Major League Baseball to date?
So we have, NL Central-wise, Josh Hader on the move from the Brewers to the San Diego Padres for Taylor Rogers. Pretty good closer.
Yeah.
Denielson Lamet, two other players, I believe, from their minor league system. Hader's electric closer going to really help the back end for the Padres. The Yankees, who already got Andrew Benintendi, I think over the weekend, they get Frankie Montas from the A's. Also Lou Trevino, reliever. Yankees, four-player package going back to the A's.
Doing things. They picked up a Cubs reliever, didn't they, a couple days ago?
Today. Oh, Scott Efros.
Oh.
Going to the Yankees from the Cubs. The Cubs get in return Hayden Wisniewski, who's the number seven prospect in the Yankees organization, a right-handed pitcher.
Okay.
And Trey Mancini was part of a three-team deal that sends him to the Astros from the Orioles. Orioles and Rays also involved in that. As we saw on ESPN the break, Christian Vasquez, the catcher for the Boston Red Sox, they're getting ready to have a game in Houston.
In like an hour.
Astros against the Red Sox. He just got traded to the Astros.
Oh, my. Do you play him? I don't think I'm playing him.
Nah, probably not.
I think I'm – you sit this one out, kid. Wow. All right. A lot of stuff going on. Still waiting for the Juan Soto trade. A lot of people think the Padres – in a sneaky way, the Dodgers maybe jumping in on that.
Don't do that.
That would be just frustrating, wouldn't it? That would just be like, eh.
What if the Padres, Trevor mentioned Contreras possibly going there. What if they pull off Hader, Contreras, and Soto?
Wow.
Can they do that, Dodgers?
I guess they're all in if that happens. I mean, that would be pretty impressive. That makes some fun Dodgers-Padres games for sure. That'd be incredible. All right. Appreciate everybody joining us today. Trevor, you're not here the next 2 days.
No, I'm here tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
Wednesday and Thursday.
You're out. And then
because
Friday.
On my last week, I had to be gone 2 of the 5 days. Professional.
That's the way to do it.
You're weaning us into not being here.
Yeah, right. Not cold turkey, you know.
Right.
You got to get a sense of.
Trial separation.
Right.
And then Friday, I would like to genuinely talk about anything other than the fact that
it
is my last day.
I know. You're not looking forward to that.
No, don't surprise me. I'm going to get mad at you if you surprise me with anything.
I told you I was not going to do that.
Thank you.
So, there you go. All right, everybody, have a great night. See you tomorrow. It is The Drive.
If your car breaks down or needs to be repaired, trust the experts at Beaumont Alignment Plus to step up. For routine maintenance like tune-ups, oil changes, brakes, or tires, you can count on Beaumont. They'll also service bigger issues like alignment, suspension work, starters, or transmission problems. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for all your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. You can trust the dedicated, family-owned team of professionals at Beaumont Alignment Plus. Online at BeaumontAlignment.com.
Stop into Game Day Spirit to shop the hottest selection of Fighting Illini gear in town. They carry classics from great brands like Nike, Champion, Carhartt, and more. And with the new styles arriving daily, they're sure to have something for every Illini fan. Shop with them in-store at the corner of 6th and Green in Campustown, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online 24-7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Jay Layman here, former U of I All-American linebacker. Do you like steak? Do you like red meat? Well, if you do, you got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. They had phenomenal steaks, sides, salads. I love the onion rings and the fried mushrooms as well as the fried pickles. You've got to check out Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. That's right. Make the trip to...